Hi, welcome to the second in the Barry's broadcast series. I'm Andrew Thompson.
And I'm Marcus Blake.
And we're here to talk about bits and pieces going on around us in South Northants and the wider property world. So what are we going to talk about this week, Marcus?
A couple of things, really. We've got the news on the Silverstone planning approval, and then we've got the Mary Portis report as well.
Okay, well, I'll take on that one. The Mary Portis review, I think it's quite an interesting document, actually. Government-sponsored, but supposedly private expertise coming in. I think actually a lot of it that she's put forward is pretty much what's going on in South Northants particularly. I think you look at the items she's headed up with free parking, presumption in front of town centre. You know, they've got the master plans for Toaster and Brackley are pushing that forward. We've got mostly supermarkets close to the town centre, so it's not quite so damaging. And there's a lot we're doing locally, or the councils are doing locally, which is actually included in the report. So I think there's a couple of bits and pieces. She sort of suggested that in some ways that landlords don't want to let their properties out, which I think is a bizarre thing to say. People don't leave property empty unless they're incredibly wealthy or idiots. So I think that punishing them further seems a little bit harsh, particularly with business rates relief. But I think in summary, I think it's quite a reasonable report. One or two bits and pieces which need a little bit of further thought or not properly polished yet. But I think on the whole, something good to be thinking about. And positive from our side is that South Northants is well ahead on the game in, relative to these measures. And more local news was then Silverstone.
Yes, the good news was Wednesday last week, Aylesbury Vale, it went to planning committee at Aylesbury Vale, and they have granted the approval subject to the planning officers carrying out the relevant section 106 agreement. And then on Thursday, exactly the same thing happened at South Northants. They discussed the case for what was nearly 2 hours. At the end of it, again, the committee voted that yes, the scheme should go ahead, subject to the officers just sorting out the finer detail. The important things there are that we've now got what must be nearly 5 million square foot of space, which will be created over what will be approximately the next 20 years. We've got three new hotels in there, slightly different road schemes. It's really exciting times for the circuit, and obviously we'll now be keen to see them taking this thing forward. Mm. It's going to be done in a number of different phases, but the big thing is end of 2011, the circuit's now got the green light to press on with their development schemes. They'll now be putting in their detailed applications.
Which is fantastic news, that, plus Brackley hopefully picking itself up as well, Toaster Moat Lane and redevelopment. It's all good news locally.
It is, and obviously things are still talking about the Persimmon and Bloor Home applications, mm-hmm. which is still going on, and that is something that I'm sure will be coming to the fore in early 2012. We'll be able to comment on it in the next month or two, Andrew.
Super, Marcus. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.